Hey there, welcome back. I'm Karen Hall, your host of the Hero Within podcast. I'm passionate about sharing inspiring true stories of unsung heroes who've overcome some of life's most challenging adversities. Come along with me and learn how you too can find hope and healing to return to love. We are live! Yay! I'm here today. I'm Karen Hall. I am the host of the Hero Within podcast and also the podcast, The Empathy Advantage. And if you want to join the comedy show, I have a podcast, The Unstoppable AF, Unstoppable and Funny. And so Skylar is just a wonderful friend. I am so happy to welcome Skylar Sorkin today. Skylar is the host of the podcast Regardless, and she is amazing. Skylar, I would love to have you introduce yourself to our audience and tell us more about you and about your podcast.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much for having me here. I'm Skylar Sorkin. I am the founder and podcast host of Regardless, and I'm based in LA. My story, you know, I started this podcast, almost 4 years ago, which is kind of insane to me. The idea of Regardless was birthed my senior year in college. And, you know, I grew up in a very fortunate home. My mom, she's a marriage and family therapist, my best friend, and my dad, another bestie now, but he's an executive team coach. And I always grew up in an environment where I could be unapologetically myself, really regardless. And I know that a lot of kids and women didn't grow up in that same environment. And so growing up, you know, I was always encouraged to think outside of the box and really understand the importance of conversation, of community, and really, honestly, emotional intelligence. And I don't say that in an egotistical way, but it was always about, okay, regardless of what's showing up, how do we move forward? What is there to learn here? What is the lesson? And so back to really my senior year of college, I was at this crossroads where I was like, what in the world did I learn? I went to a great school, but I felt like we weren't really learning or were equipped with life skills. And, you know, I majored in communication. I minored in clinical psychology. I did the technological management program, which was like a business minor at UC Santa Barbara. And I still was like, what do I want to do with my life? What does my path look like?
A big question.
A big question that we don't really talk about in class. And I just started reaching out to people in my network, people on LinkedIn, my mentors' mentors, my family's friends. And through those conversations, I was learning so much more there than what I was learning in lecture. And really a light bulb flipped off for me. And I was like, what if I was able to just record these conversations and give them to my friends to listen to? Like, I feel like we would all be growing at such an accelerated rate together, in addition, of course, to lecture. And so I didn't start the podcast actually until another year out of college, when it was like my first corporate job in sales, having to go onto the computer and literally pitch a Fortune 500 client, a male who was like 30 to 40 years older than me. I had no idea what I was doing, freaking out. And before going on the call, that's really when the word regardless took form for me. And I would tell myself, regardless of the result of this phone call, I am more than my career. My worth is not determined by my career or how this phone call goes. And that to me was like the ultimate pivot. That was self-growth in real time. That allowed me to go from being stuck in really a fixed mindset to growth.
Wow.
It does work out. And so that word started to take form into this mindset, this pivot for me that I was able to tap into every single aspect of my 20s, whether it was in my friendships, dating, and breaking up with a boyfriend / healing, getting broken up with, to dealing with the layoff, to dealing with the wildfires, to dealing with losing the lease in my apartment. Regardless, what is the lesson here? How can I move forward? Because we all have that decision. And so essentially, That is the spirit of the podcast. That is the spirit of the platform that I am building and creating for 20-something women, that regardless of what shows up, we've got this. We'd rather grow. We're moving forward. So Regardless is the platform, the hub for 20-something women who are navigating the chaos of her relationships, her career, and self-discovery. And we're in it together, and we've got this.
Oh, Skylar, this is absolutely amazing. Regardless, we have got this. The theme that I hear in you is, one, you have very high emotional intelligence, and you're so young to already know all these things. I'm really in awe of how wise you are at such a young age. And I'm sure that with that, you know, background, that both of your parents were into mindset, and both of your parents probably have very high emotional intelligence. And so to start on that foundation and to build upon that, wow, you are just leap years ahead of many people in at your age. So I, first of all, kudos to you. I am just so impressed.
Thank you, Karen.
And your energy. I mean, if you know, I just feel so much love from you, that you want to bless people's lives and that you care so much about people, and you just have such an enthusiasm and such an inspirational energy about you. So I'm so excited to know you, to get to have you on the podcast today. And I also think it's fascinating how my other podcast, The Empathy Advantage, we talk about, you know, using emotional intelligence as leaders to increase resilience. And many of the people that I have coached, we have gone back to emotional intelligence, building relationships of trust through empathy. And then they use it in their business. And they're like, oh my word, this makes such a difference in my sales. And so then I started coaching in sales, and I was amazed at how people were perceiving the sales situation as really with fear. It was not a way of, regardless, I'm going to build this relationship with this person. It was this desperate energy. I've got to get the sale. And when we flipped that to what's in it for them and how can I serve them, it made all the difference. And they cared about the person first, and they cared about the sale later. And the person feels that. I feel that whenever somebody pitches to me as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think really, like, I mean, the word regardless for me took form in my career and selling. And for me, I'm for sure like a relationship seller and just human being in general. So for me, I know nothing else but that, which is like why maybe I'm still not in sales. But I do think that all of us are salespeople, right? We have our brand. I mean, even if we're not looking at our career, we are a walking business card. Like, who we attract, we have control over how we show up, the decisions that we make, really the reality that we're creating every single day. And for me, I, you know, looking at my values, 100%, it's authenticity, it's connection, and it's growth. And I think if you can really understand your values, you can lead a lot more effectively, and also from just a place of consciousness, which I think people want and need. And I think that is lacking in our world, and especially in sales.
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to have another conversation about that because I want to dive deeper on that with another day. But you know, the other thing that was really interesting that I sensed from you was such a deep empathy. And as I've been talking about the suffering that people are experiencing with the wildfires, and you living right there, going through all of it, tell me about the feelings and the experiences that you have had with dealing with these fires in LA.
Yes, thank you, Karen. It's been a brutal era. And this is interesting because I think, you know, I can speak individually from my experience with the wildfires, and I can also speak for my family friends, my friends, their family members who have been, you know, impacted in a lot more devastating way than I have from these fires. But, you know, I mean, it's a really, really difficult time. Before the fires began, I was personally grieving myself from a couple of really immense losses in my life. Pretty much in the last 4 months, three, now kind of four massive life pillars have been taken away from me. And almost like there's been this sense of groundlessness that I've been up against. And of course, heading into 2025, I'm like, it's going to be a new year. Let's go. I'm ready. Like the first 2 days of 2025, I was like, I'm feeling myself. Like there's momentum. And then my dad called me literally the day before the fires broke out. Or no, that morning he called me and he goes, Sky, like the winds are picking up. Be very careful driving and be careful for trucks that might be picking up dirt and stuff, whatever. He's a little bit neurotic. And I'm like, Dad, calm down. It's going to be fine. He was right. Like literally that's when the fires broke out. And, you know, at that moment I was just like, okay, here we go again. How can I be there for my community? Because it's almost like I've been grieving for the past 3 months that I almost feel like in a way I'm a little bit stronger because I've been healing.
Wow. Skylar, what an amazing perspective, because I was just talking about this at the event that we had on Thursday, that many times when we go into a situation like dealing with a fire, that if I had unresolved trauma going into that new situation that would be triggering, and I didn't have a support system and I hadn't learned skills, my grief would look very different than if I did have a support system and I did know, you know, how to deal with things and I had been taught tools. Maybe I had a coach or whatever, and I may had worked on some of my trauma. So you are in such a unique situation. One, you have tools and you have, you've learned things that have helped you to deal with your grief beforehand. And yet on a human element, you could also say that it had been a depleting process, grieving, because it does take energy to grieve. And yet your resilience is so amazing that you are looking at it saying, look at how I have healed. So I'm stronger going into the fires. Talk some more about that.
Absolutely, Karen. You bring up such a good point about resiliency. And I honestly think that is also like another essence of the word regardless, is that shit is going to happen. Like it's inevitable. It's going to be painful. It's going to suck. We're going to grieve. Like we are human beings and that's a universal experience. And I think for me, like I'm not here saying any of this has been easy, because it has not at all. Mm-hmm. But I think through losing two massive pillars in my life that I once loved, I'm seeing now that I'm okay. I'm breathing. I'm alive. We can move forward. We can get through this. And so I think with the wildfires, it's kind of funny to say in a weird way, but I'm kind of just like, all right, what else? Like, God, what else do you have for me? Like literally. So, and I think it is super interesting because, you know, looking at my dad, I mean, he was born and he lived in Malibu for years. Like his childhood home burnt down. Mm. My closest friends have lost their homes. I have a podcast episode today in a little bit with one of my close girlfriends, and both of her parents' homes burnt down. And it's like, okay, what can we do here? And for me, I think my calling here is to just really bring together community and bring conversation to the table, because that is so healing. It's like, all right, what are we learning from this? Like, Bella, what are you learning about your parents? What are you learning about yourself? What are you learning about your relationship? Because, you know, I think that a lot of people and a lot of brands are coming together and rallying together. And people are donating, they're bringing CPG products to like for free, they're bringing support. And for me, and regardless, I really hope to bring this sense of, I've got you. How can we talk about it? How can we hold space for each other? How can we lift each other up? And I know that is my gift. And I know that I had to go through grief. And I know that the wildfires maybe had to have happened for LA to soften a bit and also in a way become stronger from it, regardless of what happened and how painful it has been. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And even, you know, side note, just directly impacted from this, and it will be interesting to see what happens, but my landlord unfortunately lost his home, and now he's like, well, we have to move into the apartment. So now it's like, I have to pivot again, but it's like, okay, What do I have to learn from this? How can we move forward? And I guess that's the lesson and that's the gift here.
Right. Oh my goodness. And you know, when you talk about the gift in this situation, it can be challenging to look for a gift when you're in the middle of grieving. I mean, I think it's important as we go through the different stages of grief to honor those stages of grief and to allow ourselves to take the time however we need to grieve and whatever our unique process looks like, to support ourselves through that and to also keep the thought that at some point we are going to see the gift. I know when I've been through grief and I have been through some situations that lasted a long time. So there was a lot of grief that was repeated and I would go through the cycle and I, you know, go back and forth between the different stages. But I remember if I could think, I am going to find a pearl in this. At some point, I'm going to be able to look and say, oh, look at that good thing. And so I would think of it like when I would write, you don't do postcards, but back in the day when I was a girl, we would go on trips and we would send postcards to people.
Yeah.
And I would tell them all the fun things that were going on and miss you, wish you were here, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't write all the terrible things that were happening because we didn't have enough space on the postcard to do that. And so I would think to myself, what if I was looking back and writing a postcard about this situation? What would be the things that were the blessings out of it? Yeah. And I would try to put myself in that forward-looking future self perspective, looking back when I was able to at times during the grieving process. And it was so liberating. I could totally embody that regardless, mindset at that moment. I couldn't stay there in that moment because I would come back to the dealing with the pain and the sorrow and different things. But there were moments when I could. And so I hear that in you, that you are doing that and you are helping other people to do that.
I love that, Karen. And oh my goodness, for anyone listening right now who is grieving, I just want you to know that that journey is not linear. And if I can just be an example and also just resonate with you, that there are moments where I feel inspired and I feel energized and I want to help. And there are other times where I'm like, I need to take care of myself. I miss him. I miss that. Why me? Like, we all have moments of where it hurts. And mm-hmm. I don't have to allow space for any sort of part of the grieving journey that we are on, because it is so not linear. And yes. I just want you to know that.
Thank you for bringing that up, because when I first learned about the grieving process, I thought it was linear. I thought first you were in shock and denial, then you went through the bargaining, and I thought you went through it. And when I was going through the stages and I could recognize the different stages in myself, and then I went back to shock and denial, and I was like, wait, I already did shock and denial. Aren't I done? Wait a minute, I already did anger. How come I'm back here at anger again? And I realized I didn't even finish the cycle sometimes when I would go back. And when I realized that was normal, that was so helpful, because I was like, oh, this is how grieving works. And so if you don't understand that, you could even judge another person. You could judge yourself and think, wait a second, you should be done with this by now. I don't know if you've ever heard that when you've been grieving, but that is like a wound when someone says, aren't you done with that yet? I'm like, no, I'm not actually.
Yeah. Some people don't really know how to hold someone who's grieving. And I think it has more to do with them versus the actual person who is grieving. And so I think in those moments, it's just like, all right, maybe I don't share with this person because they can't hold me. It is an interesting journey, like figuring out what types of people are good for you in your heart when you are healing. Because I think there are certain friends who are good for different reasons and seasons.
Yes. And I think it's also when I have encountered a well-meaning person who was hoping that I was going to move past my pain. They wanted me to recover and to not be hurting. So I knew they meant well by it. Absolutely. But I also learned that I had to support myself in my grieving process. I had to take care of myself. And there are times that I curl up in a ball and I just and the pain is too intense. And sometimes I have to allow myself to move through that process in whatever fashion and whatever timetable is working for me. But I think that when we can be that that voice for someone, when we can be that space, that safe space where someone can talk to. You are that safe space. I mean, if I was grieving, I would be calling you immediately and saying, Skylar, I need you.
Well, I'm here. Call me whenever.
That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And your community that you are attracting, these like-minded people. I am so grateful for your energy. I'm so grateful for the love that you have in your heart. And I'm so grateful that you care about those who are suffering, because you do provide that space because you care. And so to support all of those who are suffering in LA, just to know that you have somebody that cares, and Skylar does care, and I care as well. And we're here for you. And we're praying at Skylar's she's in the trenches. She's right there. I'm not actually in LA. I go there frequently, but I'm not there right now. And so I just want you to know that there are people who care, that you can reach out, and that you can also learn skills to support yourself, to help you in your grieving process.
100%. We've got this.
We've got this. And so I encourage all of you to go to Regardless. Skylar, could you tell us how to find you as well?
Yes, absolutely. So you can listen to Regardless on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, iHeart. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, we have a Regardless account, which is at Regardless the Pod. And then if you want to follow me personally on Instagram or TikTok, it's going to be at Skylar Sorkin. I think that's pretty much it. I think I covered all platforms. There's like so many.
There are so many. I know. Well, Skylar, you are a hero, and the way that you love is so heroic. And so I appreciate the hero within in you that you are sharing outwardly with others. And so thank you for being
up.
Well, Skylar, I feel that from you.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for the love that you are sending out into the universe. I appreciate you.
Ditto, Karen. Ditto.
And we'll have you on again. We'll continue this conversation.
Would love. Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
Bye.